All right, we're talking to Mrs. Beaulieu of Plymouth, Mass. What is your answer? I beg your pardon? Tripping up the green grass! You have correctly identified our mystery melody. Let me tell you something about that melody you just identified. The song, Tripping Up the Green Grass, is a maypole song that's used both in this country and in England. Well, congratulations to you, Mrs. Beaulieu, for taking the mystery out of our mystery melody. Now let's find out a few things about you. How long have you been married, Ms. Beaulieu? 25 years. What does Mr. Beaulieu do? Beg pardon? You don't have your husband with you. Oh, I see. Oh, how many children do you have? Three at home. I see. And what do you do? Do you work, Mrs. Beaulieu? Your children help you at home. Well, that's wonderful, Miss Beaulieu. Now, who's at home with you right now? You're all alone? You won't be alone long, I'll tell you that. Mrs. Beaulieu... You know, early in the show, we told you about some of the prizes you've already won. The Futurian Living Room Suite. How large a house do you have? 5 rooms. Well, move everything out. We're going to move everything in. A Futurian Living Room Suite. The newly designed heating unit from Cozy Air. Is your house nice and warm? Oh, it's going to burn up when we get through it. The year-round wardrobe of hand-markered clothes. The ensemble of fitted handbags and accessories from the Evans Lighter Company. A fine mat set of cowhide luggage from Rexbilt. A gleaming Westinghouse trio, and a year's supply of soap plus $1,000 for a wise investment in stocks and bonds of your choice from Sweetheart Soap. Isn't that fine so far? She can hardly talk. Yes, has anybody knocked at the door yet? Well, she says, I'm glad, too. All right. Now, next, we have a magnificent Love Bright diamond ring with a sparkling center stone surrounded by baguettes mounted in a special platinum setting, especially designed, valued at $2,000 by the Love Bright Diamond Ring Company. A shining Benrus wristwatch with diamond-studded bracelet, valued by Benrus at $2,000, personally styled for you with their famous 17-jewel accurated movement. From the Westmoreland Silver Company, a complete sterling silver service for 12 in Westmoreland's famous Milburn Rose pattern. Beg pardon? Somebody's coming in now, she said. Wait, oh, wait a minute. Who is it? She said, I don't know. Find out who it is. Well, ask him who he is, dear. Who is he? Huh? The little boy across the street came in. Well, tell him to draw up a chair and get some more chairs. There are going to be a lot more people there before we get through. All right, we told you about the Westmoreland Silver. Now, 3 complete 9-piece fashion trend bedroom suites by Johnson Copper of Roanoke, Virginia. Each of these fashion trend groups is composed of matching functional units that can be arranged and rearranged in many attractive combinations. A 9-piece York and Forster dining room suite, especially designed and fashioned in the new Hollywood gray. Skyline design from York and Forster of Union City, Pennsylvania. Is the little boy sitting down? Another one coming in, I see. We have... Can you get away for a little while, Mrs. Beaulieu? Yes, can you get away for a little vacation? You can get away? Well, now, suppose we provided it for you. Could you get away then? She's going to know. I'm going to think about it. In the meantime, somebody else is coming in. Now, for a magnificent holiday for 2, flying to Miami via Delta Airlines in a luxurious DC-6, right from your door via one of Delta's fast deluxe flights. I don't know if I can fly from a door. How do they do that? Well, you have to take a car to the airport anyway. I know that. Deluxe flights to Miami Beach for 5 wonderful days at the fact... You know what they'll do? Delta will bring the airplane right in the living room for you. And then you go to glamorous Nassau in the Bahamas for another 5 days of sumptuous vacation at the British Colonial Hotel, back to Miami to pick up your Delta Airlines DC-6 for a delightful flight home. Isn't that wonderful? Who else came in, Miss Beaulieu? Another little boy came in. You're going to have a kindergarten there pretty soon. Mrs. Beaulieu, I want to say on behalf of all of us on Stop and Use, congratulations to you in Plymouth, Massachusetts, for correctly identifying our mystery melody as Tripping Up the Green Grass. Let's make a feel real good. Now, your attention, America. You're about to hear for the first time the new mystery melody. Listen carefully. Don't miss a note. It may be the song of your life. Woman and child in the USA who gives us the exact title of that new mystery melody will win every prize in that brand new jackpot. It's yours for a song. And yes, sir, stand by your radio, stand by your telephone. Here we go till we stop the music. Get set now for our first all-American melody, a tune I'm sure everybody will recognize. What's the title? What was the name of that song?
Margie!
You're so right, it is, Margie. And now here's Kay Armin as she sings.
La-dee-la-dee-la-la, they only told me we were parting. La-dee-da-da-da-dee, that once brought you to me. I watched the lottery, how could I help if tears were starting? Goodbye to tender night beside the silvery sea. I long to hold you near and kiss you just once more, but you are on the ship and I.
Harbor Lights. Now, hey, give us a downbeat for the next one.
La-da-da-dee-da-da, boys, la-da-da-dee-da-lum. Anywhere from Harlem to a Jersey City pier, when Pat would spy a pretty girl, he'd whisper in her ear, oh, joy, oh, boy, where...
Stop the music! Yes, operator, where to now? We're calling Reidsville, North Carolina. All right, who's the party in Reidsville? Hello, Mrs. Coker. Miss Grace Coker, well, how are you tonight? Did you know the name of that mystery melody that was just identified? I mean, you didn't know the other one that was just identified. Well, anyway, this is Bird Parks on Stop the Music, Miss Coker, and for our 124-piece set of Brock's California Farmhouse dinnerware, it's traditionally American, gaily decorated with colorful California farm scenes. You know the name of the song Dick was singing? Oh, I'm sorry you don't, Miss Coker.
We've got, oh, my goodness, they almost fainted.
$100 gift of 2 dozen luxurious Dan River sheets and pillowcases for you and a box of Milky Way candy bars. Our thanks for joining us. Goodbye. All right, which means we go to another studio contestant. We have a young lady this time. May I have your name, please?
Mrs. Marie LaBella.
Mrs.?
Marie LaBella.
Marie LaBella, I see. What does your husband do, Ms. LaBella?
He's attending GI school learning custom tailoring. You know, learning to be a tailor.
Oh, in the GI school. Well, that's wonderful. Has he made any clothing yet?
Oh, sure.
What?
Something for me. Some dilapidated house dresses.
Dilapidated house dresses. Well, what was wrong with them, Mrs. LaBella?
Well, they were cut all wrong. The dresses were in where I should have been, and I was in where the dresses should have been. He had the curves in the wrong places.
How do you know? Well, what did you do with them?
I'm using them around the house for dust rags.
Oh. Mrs. LaBella, I'm sure that after a while he'll improve, you know, and make you many things to be proud to wear. Don't you think so?
Well, I don't think so. He's not in women's clothing anymore. He's in men's clothing.
Yeah.
And he just finished a pair of slacks for himself.
He made some slacks for himself? Well,
yes.
I bet they look good on him, though.
No, he can't wear them.
Why not?
He forgot the pockets.
Didn't put pockets in. Oh, well, that's... Mrs. LaBella, where's your... Is he in the audience tonight?
Yes.
He is. Would you... Oh, boy, you better leave, Mr. LaBella. Can you tell me the name of that song, please? Hello?
Oh.
Oh, but was it too long ago? Try it again.
Where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here? Okay,
let's go. Oh, they made me a queen. I'd be but a slave to you. Not only if I had everything, I'd still be a slave to you. I rule the night, stars and moons so bright, till I turn to lie to you. Love, the world to me bound, yet humbly I plead. I turn in my knees to you. I rule the earth. What would life be worth? I hadn't the right to you.
Well, such a tiny word in the title, but it speaks volumes, and the word is if. That's the title of it. Al, we're going to move over to the Carnegie Hall section as Harry Salter conducts one of his very special arrangements. Hit it now.
Stop! The music!
Yes, operator. Where to, please? Wisner, Nebraska. All right, and who's going to talk to us in Wisner, Nebraska? Mrs. Ann Mulford. Hello, Ms. Mulford. How are you, Ms. Mulford? Where exactly in Nebraska is Wisner? 90 miles west of Omaha. Well, fine. Ms. Mulford, this is Bert Parks on South of Music. We have a big, beautiful, deluxe Westinghouse refrigerator with giant super freezer. If you can tell me the name of the selection the orchestra was playing. Beg pardon? Do you know the title? The Right to Love You? No, that was the song. The one that followed the orchestra number, Mrs. Mulford. Do you know? Oh, I'm awfully sorry. Ms. Mulford, we're going to send along to you, though, a famous Birklock 3-in-1 chair. Friends, who brings you the next portion of Stop the Music?
If your good health isn't all that it should be, we can't help you, better call on your MD. If it's double talk you wish, we confess that's not our dish.
But if you want a treat instead of a treatment, If you want full measure of deep down smoking pleasure, if you want a treat instead of a treatment, smoke Old Gold.
That's what the man said. Smoke Old Gold.
Yes, smoke Old Gold cigarettes. Old Gold, the cigarette that treats you better in every way, because in every way, it's a better cigarette. Smoother, milder, tastier. So today, tomorrow, every day, for a treat instead of a treatment, smoke Old Gold cigarettes. Now, there's a wonderful new ballad. Seems to be the sensation of the nation right now. It was just a fancy way of my saying that I'd like to sing for you. Okay, Harry? Huh?
If you're in Arizona, I'll follow you. If you're in Minnesota, I'll be there too. You'll have a million chances to start anew, because my love is endless for you. Dies for you, and my arms long for you. Please come back to me.
Well, that's all my heart cries for you. And now let's hear from Harry Salt from the orchestra. Remember, you were dancing and romancing to this one. Where to, please? Middletown, Rhode Island. All right, and who's waiting to talk to us in Middletown, Rhode Island? Mrs. Kay Webb. Hello, Ms. Webb. How are you, and what does Mr. Webb do? He's in the Navy. What rank? CPO. CPO of the Navy. What's that noise I hear, Ms. Webb? What are the kids doing? They're shooting Hopalong Cassidy pistols. Come to hold it for just a minute. Miss Webb, this is Bert Fox for Old Gold Cigarettes, and now for a beautiful Benrus ladies' watch. It's studded with diamonds, plus a man's Benrus in 14-karat gold. What's the name of that selection? Beg pardon? Oh, I'm off. She said, I just can't think of it. I had it a minute ago, and I forgot it. Well, Miss Webb, we're going to send along to you a portable Deluxe Besson combination dish and lingerie washer and a treasure chest for those mellow, marvelous Old Gold cigarettes. Thank you very much. Good night. Well, good evening. May I have your name, please?
Mrs. Petronella.
Mrs. Petronella. Where from, Miss Petronella?
Poughkeepsie, New York.
Poughkeepsie, New York. Yes, and what brings you to New York City?
My 25th anniversary.
Isn't that wonderful? I'm awfully glad. And what does Mr. Petronella do?
He's a barber.
A barber in Poughkeepsie,
yes,
New York.
Yes, sir.
Gee, this is the first honeymoon you've taken since you've been married.
That's
trip together?
Yes, sir.
Hope you're having fun, are you?
We are.
Good. Miss Petronella, I want you to tell me now, for that wonderful Benrus Ladies Watch, what's the name of that song?
Serenade in the Night.
Serenade in the Night. You're so fantastic. Well, on your toes now for our second All-American melody, another tune that I'm sure you'll be familiar with. Together, audience, what was the name of that song? Hello? That's right. Put on your old gray bonnet. Now, here's a little number by Dick Brown. Take it, Harry.
Yum, dee da dee da, I love to play this melody. Yum, dee da dee da, the melody you sang to me. Here beside my piano I linger, picking out a memory with just one finger. Yum-dee-da-dee-da, the music brings me close to you. Maybe if I play it long enough, it will come true. Now you're far away, and I'm alone, and so I play. Yum-dee-da-dee-da, yum-dee-da-dee-da, all day.
Melody. And now, Harry, we're all listening to the next one. What's the title? So in Love, which is what it was. Now, here's a lovely number by Kay Armand.
Love, is there a rainbow in my sky? Love, 'cause I found you, love. I wonder, love.
Stop the music!
Yes, operator, where to now? To Duquesne, Pennsylvania. All right, and who are we going to talk to in Duquesne? Mrs. Elizabeth Yellig. Good evening, Miss Yellig. How are you? Well, Miss Yellig, this is Bird Parks in New York. We're calling for Old Gold Cigarettes and for a revolutionary universal selector range made by Landers, Frary, and Clark with a convenience level oven, 25 functional variations for any cooking need. What is that song that Kay was singing? Beg pardon? No, you're close. Try it once more. Pardon? Who? Oh, no. No, Miss Yellig. But anyway, we're going to send along to you an efficient Stearns power lawnmower and a prize you really treasure, a treasure chest of Old Gold cigarettes. Thank you and all best to you. In Duquesne, Pennsylvania. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Your name, please.
Evelyn Boehm.
Evelyn?
Boehm, B-O-I-M.
B-O-I-M.
I'm a school teacher,
yes,
in New York City, and today is my wedding day. I was married this morning.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Did you have a big wedding?
No, a very small wedding.
Very small. Where are you going from here? You going to...
I'm going to West Virginia.
West Virginia. Isn't that wonderful? How long did you know this young man?
Oh, we're friends for a long time. I have to wait till the term is over before I can go.
Oh, wait till the term is over.
That's right.
I see. Well, that's why we wish you all the luck, Mrs.
Thank you.
Boehm, huh?
That, my, no.
No?
Yeah.
His name is Boehm. Or your name is Boehm. Before you were married, I mean.
I gave my maiden name because I wanted all the children in school to know who was on the radio.
Oh, God! I won't tell a soul. All right, now, will you please tell me the name of that song?
Why?
Why? That's it. Okay, let's go ahead. Operator, my goodness, fast. Where to? Lima, Ohio. All right, who's in Lima, Ohio waiting to talk to it? Mrs. Heron Minnick? Hello, Miss Minnick. Hello, this is Bird Parks for Old Gold Cigarettes. How do you do? And from Lady Ellen Clippies, a handsome 18-piece matching military and dresser set for man and woman in sterling silver. Can you tell me the name of that selection? You say it's some Irish song, but you don't know the name of it.
Well, Mrs. Minnick, I'm awfully sorry. We're going to send you, though, a wonderful glamour package of beautiful Mojart hosiery and lingerie and a special prize of milder, tastier Old Gold cigarettes. Thank you. Good night. All right, here's another gentleman in Uncle Sam's Navy. Your name, please, Chief.
John Bonner.
John Bonner from where?
Norfolk, Virginia.
How long in the Navy, Chief?
I have 12 years.
12 years. Yeah. You married, are you?
I am.
How long married?
Oh, 6 years.
6 years. Uh-huh. Well, Chief, I want you to tell me that wonderful matching military dresses set. What's the name of that song?
Arkansas Traveling.
Of course it is. Good luck to you. And a second check for all group. On with the show. Hands on it. One title to the song at a time. It can be called O Solo Mio, too. It's the original title. Well, it's probably blowing in Dakota. It's snowing in Minnesota, so let's have a song to fit the season. How about that? And boy, what excitement tonight. We made call after call, and finally we call Mrs. Judith Beaulieu of Plymouth, Massachusetts, who correctly identified that mystery melody as Tripping Up the Green Grass. And she cracked that giant jackpot wide open for every single one of those sensational prizes. Congratulations to you again, Mrs. Beaulieu. And now, here is Don Hancock.
When you smoke a cigarette, do you smoke to please your own taste or somebody else's? Maybe I'm naive, but I think you'd rather please yourself. That's why, when I ask you to smoke Old Gold cigarettes, I don't think it's necessary to tell you that movie stars, athletes, and other distinguished people look with favor upon Old Gold cigarettes. By golly, the only testimonial Old Gold seeks is your taste. We've made Old Golds milder for you, tastier for you, smoother for you. And you're the one who will find out that Old Golds give you a treat instead of a treatment. That Old Gold treats you better in every way, because in every way, it's a better cigarette. Yes, the only testimonial Old Gold seeks is your taste. In simple fairness to yourself, we challenge you to find a smoother, milder, tastier cigarette anywhere in these United States. Like I say, today, tomorrow, every day, for a treat instead of a treatment, have an Old Gold cigarette. And don't forget to tune in Old Gold's other two radio programs, the original Amateur Hour, produced by the Major Bull staff, next Thursday evening over most of these same stations, and Queen for a Day, Monday through Friday. Consult your paper for time and station.
The name of that new mystery melody. Well, the first man, woman, or child in the USA who answers our call next Sunday night and gives us the exact title will win every single prize in our new jackpot. We'll tell you what's in that new jackpot next week. And always remember on Stop the Music that our jackpot will grow and grow and grow. So plan to be with us next Sunday night, same time and station for Stop the Music with Harry Salt and the orchestra, Kay Armand, Dick Brown, and yours truly, Bert Parks. Till then, good luck, good night. I'll be calling you. Thank you.
Stop the Music is a production of Louis G. Cowan in association with Mark Goodson, under the supervision of Alfred Hollander and directed by Bob Reed. Don Hancock speaking. Stay tuned for Walter Winchell, and in half an hour, hear the American album of familiar music. Now, a listening reminder. For tops in mystery drama, be sure to tune in tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, over most of these stations, for The Creaking Door on Inner Sanctum Mystery. This program comes to you from New York. This is the American Broadcasting Company.